Okay, so beginning Perek Zayin of Hilchos Matanos Aniyim in the Rambam, Mitzvah Sase Litin Tzedaka Le'aniyim Kefi Masheroi Le'ani Im Haisa Yad Hanosein Masega. So it sounds like from the Rambam that the mitzvah is relevant Im Haisa Yad Hanosein Masega. It depends on the Nosein, if he has the capacity to give. So we'll have to define what exactly that is. Shenemar pasoach tiftach es yadecholo, and the mitzvah would be masheroi lo ani, that also needs to be defined. How do you define the ro'oi? Everything that he needs, everything that he wants. So we'll have to talk about that in the topic of de machsoro asher yechsar lo. V'ne'emar, it's not just pasoach tiftach es yadecholo, but sources that get even closer to pikuach nefesh ve'achazak tabo ger v'toshav v'chayimach v'ne'amar v'chei achi chayimach. The Rashba has in the tshuva why exactly we're not making a bracha on tzedakah sherki d'shana mitzvosav v'tzivanu al hatzedakah or lasei setz hatzedakah, whatever nosach you would want, al versus lamed. He says because it's not entirely dependent on the osa, because maybe the makabel or the putative makabel will not want to be makabel, and there's all kinds of kashas on that. What about erusin? We still make a bracha on erusin. Okay, maybe erusin isn't a berachas mitzvah. So that's going to be a question that we'll try to keep in mind. It's not the only example of a mitzvah saseh that is chamura, where we don't make a bracha. Kibud av eim certainly comes to mind. Be that as it may, the Rambam goes on to say, "V'chol haroa ani mevakeish v'hele meinav mimenu v'lo nasan lo tzedaka avar b'lo sase shenemar lo sametz levavcha v'lo sikpos etziadcha me'achicha ho'evion." So the Rambam says, if you see an ani who's asking and you turn away, v'hele meinav mimenu v'lo nasan lo tzedaka, so that's an issa deraisa of imutz halev, of being callous and inconsiderate and non-compassionate, which, as we know, the Rambam and the Sefer Mitzvos refer to as achzarios and kilos, the terrible nemida. But there is, perhaps, if not a stira, then certainly a difficulty in this Rambam. The Rambam said, "Mitzvos aseh liten tzedaka l'aniyim kevim asherai l'aniyim haisi yad hanosein masegas." And then the Rambam says, "V'chol haroa ani mevakesh v'helim einav mimeni v'lo nasan lo tzedaka avar b'lo saseh." It's like you violate a lo sase if you see an ani and you don't give them. Whatever happened to the tnai in the assay in terms of im haisa yad hanosein maseges? So let's say a person doesn't have. So do you really violate the lav of lo sa metis levavcha velo sikpo ses yadcha meachicha ha'evyon? And my answer would be, quite possibly yes. Yes, you might. When it comes to the mitzvah saseh, the only way you're mevatel the aseh is if you had the capacity to give and you don't give. Im haisa yad hanosein maseges. But the lav doesn't appear to be not giving. The Rambam doesn't say v'chol haroa ani mevakesh v'lo nasan lo tzedaka avar b'lo saseh. This is not what he says. V'chol haroa ani mevakesh v'he'elim einav mimenu v'lo nasan lo tzedaka. So again, the nesina, the failure to give, is because you are deliberately turning away. Lo suchali salem. That's what the pasuk says. The pasuk doesn't say lo sikpos etziadcha meachicha avyon. It says lo seametzes levavcha. The way the Rambam interpolated that was veheelim einav mimenu, that you disregarded. So if the person doesn't have the mitzvah saseh side, if a person, let's say, doesn't have the funds, im haisa yad hanosein masegas, so he can't violate, he can't be mevatel the mitzvah saseh, because that's the definition. Pasoach tivtach es yad chalo. Now we'll see later on, as we get further into matanos aniyim, that there are other things you can do, levent shinayim echalav, and, kol hanosein putalani, mizbarech v'sheish brachos, the gemara v'basra, and a person who gives more than a pruta tanani, that he gives shalom to anani, he's mizbarech b'yudal of brachos. But to stay focused on this section, second, what the Rambam is saying is so profound. He's saying in the mitzvah saseh side, it really does depend on whether or not you have. But let's say a person doesn't have anything, he can still violate the lo saseh if there's ha'alamas ayin, if there's imut halev, if he sees the person and he turns away and he doesn't commiserate, lo se'ametas levavcha velo sikbo setiatcha me'achicha avyon. The mechayev is imut halev. The ma'isa avera is lo sikbo setiatcha me'achicha ha'avyon. So it I think is possible that even if the Yad HaNosein is not Maseges, but he's Ma'alim Einav, can you imagine a situation where the Torah wouldn't legislate? Where a person, you know, who happens not to have anything on them, and they see an Ani who's Aniyim Merudim, and the person is just in a terrible state, and all you can do is just turn away. So that's imut halev. That's terrible. That's achzarius. Even if you wouldn't be able to give him anything, right? So there's still a need for compassion. There's still a need for an emotional response. So yes, it's true that the Rambam brings it down to the practical level. V'hele meinav menu v'lo nasan lo tzedaka avar b'lo saseh. But it's clear that the mechayev is a davar hamasur lalev, lo sa'ameitz es levavcha. That's what the Rambam says in the Sefer HaMitzvos. It's about a midas achzarius. And if a person just doesn't have what to give, ein yan hanosein maseges, but they commiserate and they're not malim einayim, so they're not going to violate the love of imot halev. And even if they don't have anything to give, but they there's no compassion, there's no sense of humanity, so that's exactly what imut halev is that we're supposed to feel the pain. To be nosev olim chavero v'lo sikpo sesyadcha me'achicha ha'avyon. Some people have to give, some people may not have to give, but there needs to be a sense of shared suffering, that by the grace of God we all go and we see somebody who's really in dire straits, and they don't have to whom to turn, and they've already been degraded to the point where they have to be mechazel apsachem. So that should trigger a sense of pathos and a sense of commiseration with a person who is in that state. Lo se'ametzes levavcha, velo sikpo sesyadcha me'achicha ha'evyon.